Stuart Dixon, you're from the Alliance Party. You're an Alliance MLA. You were party to this agreement. What agreement? What a mess. What a farce. What a total shambles.
And indeed, how can we be taken seriously, Stephen? I mean, that's the reality. And we have our first and deputy ministers swanning off to the USA today, pretending to US business leaders that they can do deals on corporation tax and invite new business into Northern Ireland. And they have left nothing short of a shambles behind.
Cheap shot, Stuart. I'm sure that's what
they want to do.
I'm sure they want to get on a plane and, as you describe it, swan off, when actually what they're doing is going off and trying to bring real money, real investment, real jobs into this country.
Yep.
Swanning off.
Yeah, Stephen.
That's the type of expression and comment you would expect to get from someone that doesn't understand that we need investment in this country. Swanning off.
Stephen,
what do you think they're doing? Going to sit on a beach?
Do you want to interview me or do you want to do the interview yourself?
I tell you what, I'm challenging you about saying that they're swanning off. You know what they're doing.
I'll explain to you exactly why I believe that, Stephen. If these two people were serious, they would not have left us in the mess that we're in after yesterday. These people would have gone off with a business plan, complete with their corporation tax, complete with a fiscal policy and a budget that was settled. No, they have not done that. Therefore, they're going with one hand tied behind their back to present to the world's business leaders, to some of the best businesses that can be and do invest in Northern Ireland, and they have gone off there, and they are not in a position to present the best case for Northern Ireland. They're going off there to have to explain why they've left a shambles.
What happens next? Is the Assembly going to collapse, Stuart?
I have no idea whether the Assembly is going to collapse, but I'll tell you one thing. The Alliance Party is about trying to solve these problems. If there are further discussions, we will be in there. We will be in there with our sensible head working to try and resolve these matters. It's quite clear that we are in a difficult situation. A budget is currently at risk, and Northern Ireland is good for business, but it's only good for business if we can present a common face to the rest of the world and say, here is a place that you want to do business in, not a place that's constantly in crisis.
Sure, thank you.